Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Did you see that Super Bowl game last night, fellas? Did you watch that game?
Yes, sure did.
Oh my God.
It almost wasn't a game.
Yeah.
I was concerned. I thought it was going to be a blowout. I was like, oh man.
Oh my goodness. Was that one of the most exciting?
It was up there. It was up there.
I was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was pretty good. That first half, when I tell you, boy, them Ravens were blowing up the score. I couldn't believe that.
I know. I was very surprised.
Very surprised. How about that 108-yard run into the end zone?
Oh, I know. Yeah, that was awesome. I don't think they even touched him.
They ran straight up the middle. I mean, I've never seen that happen before. Normally, yeah, they're squirreling around all over the place.
Yeah, that's rare. Yeah, that was amazing.
You know, they were playing in the Saints Dome. What do they call that? The Saints Dome? What is that? That place over there?
Oh, the Superdome.
Superdome.
The Mercedes-Benz Superdome now.
Yeah. Well, wasn't all that super, though, was it? What happened? I mean, the game was going great. You know, that the Ravens had the momentum. I think they scored 20-some-odd points to, I don't know, a 7. This was a blowout. And then all of a sudden, Chris, at the Superdome. Mm-hmm. The Superdome.
Somebody forgot to pay the power bill.
The power goes out.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
I've never seen nothing like it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're going to say something shortly about it and realize they have no power. They can't even talk. Like,
I know the announcers were like mid-sentence. All of a sudden, joop. Like, I was concerned. I was like, is this a terrorist attack? What's going on?
Isn't that something?
I was like, wow.
I didn't think about that. But
yeah, that crossed my mind, dude. I was like, oh.
Well, I'll tell you, geez. And then they finally go to commercial. And I mean, and Ravens talking about they have momentum. I mean, you really have momentum. They were just going. Momentum is so important when you're winning. Mm-hmm. You're going, and momentum is just building. It's like, you know, going down a hill on a skateboard, on a bike. I'm sure you haven't done that in a long time, Pat.
But no.
You know, those that ride bikes, you go down a hill, and as you're building momentum, you're getting faster and faster, and all of a sudden the power goes out, and it's like, oh my goodness, these guys are stretching out in the field. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's when the momentum shifted in. Was after the power went out.
Sure did.
Maybe it was a plane.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Then the 49ers came back.
Roaring back. I mean, like 17 unanswered points.
And it was like a little over 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
17 points in 4 minutes.
Amazing.
And Baltimore just eked out a victory. I mean, they won 34-31. But it got me to thinking, everyone's talking about momentum. They're talking about momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, momentum is, like, very important. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes, I was thinking about, you know, you're thinking about abiding. How many times, you know, if you haven't had committed to a specific plan with abiding time, sometimes, you know, I hear stories, people reading the Word of God, and then, you know, 1-2 days, then stop for 3 days, and then lost momentum, then pick up again one day, and then stopping them. And so you lose a momentum, you lose a flow of just consistently spending time with God, you know? But it's amazing that if you commit, make that commitment, that you're gonna abide with God daily, you're gonna spend time with Him, you know, and if you need a simple plan on how to spend time with the Lord, you can go to iabide.org. But it's amazing that once you start abiding, you know, one day leads to 3 days, then you're like, ooh, 5 days.
Yeah.
Like, I abide it for a whole week straight.
I know, right?
And you get 10 days, and it starts building 21. You do this for 6 weeks, that's 42 days of consecutively spending time with the Lord, reading His Word, you know, and then you're tuning your ears to hear what He's saying to Him, and it's amazing how momentum builds in that place, isn't it?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, then when you get to that point, once you get to that 6 weeks, then it's like you don't even think twice about not doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it just becomes part of your life, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just it's beautiful.
Yeah, you're like, I cannot go back.
No.
It's like I was made for this. And you were. You were made to hear the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we often talk about demystifying the voice. You know, it's like God wants to speak to you. John 10, my sheep hear my voice, follow another.
Right.
And that's your inheritance as a child. you know, as a son and daughter of God to hear the Lord. Mm-hmm. But you need a plan. You need a plan because all the great intentions are one thing, right?
Oh yeah.
But reality mm-hmm. and distractions and all types of stuff happen that before you know it, you started out well. You said in the new year, I'm going to spend time with the Lord. I'm going to set God as the first part of my day. Got me a journal for Christmas. I got a new Bible. You know? I'm going to spend time with the Lord. That's it. It's just me and God. And then that first day comes, the alarm doesn't go off. It's like, wait a minute.
What happened? Yeah. Or you turn it off. Five more minutes.
But it's amazing, though, that momentum that builds. It's just like it gets easier and easier and easier. Mm-hmm. I always say that, you know, spending time with the Lord is not that I got to, but it's a get to. We get to. It's not, it's a whole different mindset that we're not reading the Word of God daily because that's what a good Christian, quote unquote, supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But it's what we get to do. It's a fun inheritance that mm-hmm. that we have a chance to speak to the Lord. And so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Get that momentum. You want a plan? Go to iabide.org and get that momentum.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.